I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. First off, after employers dropped 30 million people from payrolls in the spring, the hiring here in late summer is slow. There's news from the payroll processor ADP this morning that 428,000 more people were getting paychecks in August compared to July. The official employment and unemployment reports are due on Friday. The Trump administration last evening put out a directive to stop property owners from evicting some tenants amid pandemic. It'll take effect this Friday and runs through the end of the year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is here with some details. Nancy?
David, tenants are going to have to sign a declaration under this order that they tried to get government help to pay the rent, that they won't earn more than $99,000 this year for an individual, and that they can't make rent payments because they lost their job or had extraordinary medical expenses. This order is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and it says if people are evicted, they might move in with others, leading to overcrowding and possible coronavirus outbreaks.
All right, but this runs out New Year's Eve. What happens then?
At that point, landlords can require tenants to pay all the rent that's due. Mary Cunningham at the Urban Institute told me this pause in evictions really just kicks the can down the road.
So at the end of the year, renters will still owe their back rent. They may owe fees to their landlords. So they'll really be in rough shape if Congress doesn't act and fund rental assistance.
And David, there's no specific aid for landlords in this executive order. The Trump administration says federal block grants can be used to help, but it's not clear how that would work. The administration also says there are funds in the CARES Act signed into law last spring that can be used to help. But Cunningham says new legislation is needed because that's not nearly enough.
Thanks, Nancy.